Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Michael Gilmore. I'm here with my wife Jacqueline and daughter Amanda. We are from North Conway, New Hampshire, 03860. And I can guarantee each and every one of you that on a clear day from our house to North Conway, there is no way we can see a 135-foot tower on Northern Pass. However, it is still in my backyard, be it here, be it in Keene, be it in Portsmouth, or be up in Pittsburgh. It is still my backyard if it's in New Hampshire. I've heard it said that 1% of the population is active and does something. 9% watches and listens. And 90% wake up and say, "What happened?" I think that's where we are again today. I want to address 2 points today. I definitely will go over my time, so I'll need both sessions. The first, I want to directly discuss the border crossing necessity, directed to Mr. Mills of the Energy Department. The second part will deal with the transmission line and Northeast Utilities. Maybe some things you haven't thought about. Believe me, think about them. In 1968, I moved up here from the West Hartford area. Yes, home to Northeast Utilities. Good company. We'll talk about that later. I haven't had much time to research this due to my involvement in another issue here in New Hampshire. However, in the few days that I had, what I did come across was some very, very interesting maps, which everybody can find. I think they're pretty obvious. This is a section, okay, of them. If we're color-coded, you'd be able to see that we are PSNH, Northern Utilities. To our right is Central Maine Power in Maine. To our left is Green Mountain Power in Vermont. Farther on is National Grid in New York. Western Mass is Northeast Utilities, as is Connecticut, and as we are. Connecticut has got a problem. And we also have NSTAR, which I believe has been taken over by Northeast Utilities, too. The purpose of this line has nothing whatsoever to do with power in New Hampshire. It has nothing whatsoever to do with helping our neighbors. We have adequate border crossings in Maine. We have it in Vermont. We have multiple ones in New York. Less than 10 years ago, the DOE was sitting at another hearing discussing the export of power from the Mohawk Electric and other New York facilities to Canada. How far we've come in less than 10 years. Northeast Utilities has got a problem. They need to deliver power in southern New Hampshire. They are surrounded by competition. Look at your power bill. Look at all the details in there. One of the biggest items is transmission costs. For them to get power, they have to go through Central Maine Power. They have to go through Green Mountain. Or, God forbid, they got to go through National Grid, who has blocked them from their being able to deliver power. We do not need another border crossing. We have plenty of spigots through from Quebec down here to New England. This is not for the benefit neither of this state or, I believe, for New England. Please deny this permit. We don't need it. New England doesn't need it. America does not need it. I will just try to discuss the transmission lines and some facts and figures about Northeast Utilities afterwards. Thank you very much.